Every Wednesday, we love talking NRL with our man, Pano. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm very good, and I love talking NRL with you, my friend. And I must say, you're looking rather resplendent down the telephone line today.
Always very kind. Now, what's your sidestep for today? What is it you hate from the weekend just gone?
Very disappointed in Ricky Stewart. Now, I'm going to preface this. He's right, okay? That pass was a mile forward, and it probably did cost them the game. But there are, you know, twists and turns in rugby league, and that's just the way it is, and you have to accept that. Rugby league has been played for a long time with one referee, back to one referee, I should say. And look, yep. They made a mistake, okay? Now, that's going to happen in the game, and you've got to expect it. Ricky has been around a long, long time, and he understands that. But for him to walk out of the middle of a press conference, it doesn't attract anyone to the game. It's not a good look for the game. It's not a good look for parents to show kids about their side. And the spokesman for a public entity in the Canberra Raiders, mate, I've got to say, I'm very disappointed in Ricky. And it's about time that he started putting the game above his little petty attitudes.
It reinforces petulance in his players too, carrying on like this, don't you think?
Absolutely, without question. It gives them a free rein to behave in a manner that isn't appropriate to the game and what the game does for people and how we attract people to the game. Remember, without fans, without supporters, we have no game.
That's our sidestep of Ricky Stewart. It's time for the show and go. What do we like? What's your show this week?
What I'm happy about is the pace of the game. The game is going at a cracking pace, and what it's doing is it's wearing out those big forwards that we've got running around, and it's giving the backs an opportunity to really get stuck into the game and open up the scoring at the back end of the game, as we were talking about. I'm just loving it. What it's also doing is it's giving players the opportunity to put the ball in the air and contest midfield. Players are getting there because the opposition are worn out.
There is certain sections of the media that suggest that maybe these rules are contributing to some of the injuries that we've had so far. Do you agree with that?
Yes and no. There's always going to be a lot of injuries in rugby league because it's a full-on contact sport. I think the size of the players and the strength of the players has more to do with it than the pace of the game. Now, if you have a look at the injuries, a lot of them are torn muscles and so forth. They're not particularly leg issues, you know, from sprinting. So, look, maybe a little bit, but it's not the contributing factor that everyone says it is, in my opinion.
So that's our show. What's our go? What are we looking forward to, mate?
I was up at Hunter Stadium on the weekend, and I had a look at a young fellow from England. He's only played two games in Australia. Dominic Young is his name. And when I say young fella, he's only, 19, 20 years of age. He's 2 metres tall, Bear. 2 metres tall. 6'6", and he's built like the proverbial brick. You know what I mean.
Okay. I do.
Now, this kid, he's still a little bit out of position. He's playing in the centres. He is a centre, but he hasn't learnt, you know, the rigours of the NRL yet. I think he's going to be a real find for the Knights. He's going to be that other X factor. You're going to put him and Bradman Best together, left and right-hand side in the centres, and you're going to have a really, really dynamic backline up there in Newcastle. This young fella is sensational. One more, if you don't mind.
A quick one. Go for it.
A quick one. Young Jamal Fogarty. Now, it is Fogarty, not Fogarty. It's Fogarty from the Titans. He stepped in Rash Taylor over the weekend, and he looked fantastic. The boy's got class written all over him. Solid stocks up there at the Titans.
Excellent work, Pano. Looking forward to talking more NRL next week when you join us for your sidestep and your show and go.
Thank you very much for having me, Bear. And don't forget, go the Knights and get out and watch the footy.